Do something every day that scares you. Like argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
We now know that James Comey is being investigated. Andrew McKay being further investigated. Peter Strzok being investigated. In fact, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, even though his report said that he couldn't find bias impacted the Hillary Clinton investigation or the Russia probe, because he's looking into that now, whether Peter Strzok had bias going in. Of course, he was pretty much taken apart by Trey Gowdy and others in front of Congress this week, but not in a bad way. Michael Horowitz treated with respect, but a lot of people pointing out, man, there's bias here. And Michael Horowitz, for all intents and purposes, saying, yeah, there is. Dr. Herb London here, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Doctor, welcome back. Where am I wrong?
Well, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, what you find here is that the deep state clearly had an intent to undermine Donald Trump as a candidate and as a president. This is a coup d'etat. It is the most unprecedented event in American political history. The recognition and importance of this, I don't think, is really noticed. I don't think the public understands what has happened here. People in the deep state said, look, you may have voted for this man for president of the United States, get 57% of the Electoral College, but we don't want him to be president, and we're going to do everything we can to stop him. This is absolutely remarkable.
But I think that's being ripped off. I think the lid's being ripped off that, Doctor, with the testimony from Michael Horowitz. Pretty clear. You know, you look at these text messages, you look at how James Comey conducted himself. Unprecedented is a word that the Democrats like to throw around, but I can tell you this, it's unprecedented how James Comey got tattooed in the testimony for being insubordinate, basically doing as he pleased because he thinks he's smarter and better than everybody else, and he'll be the one to decide. He'll decide for the FBI, for the Department of Justice, for everybody. I think he's in some serious legal problems here.
Well, the fact is, not only are there legal problems for him, but there's probably treason that exists in several different counts. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton was engaged in taking her personal computer and putting on it SAPs. And the SAP is the Special Access Programs. It's four or five levels above top secret. And she said, on one, I didn't have it on my personal computer, and she did. Two, she said I was not hacked, and she was. So
well,
here
know,
we
well,
have,
that's one thing that
we know.
That's one thing I need to focus on that, Doctor. That's important because Horowitz said that foreign actors did, in fact, hack into her emails when we were told that didn't happen. Now we know that it did happen when James Comey came out on July 5th, 2016, said it was possible. No, it actually happened. And in fact, on July 5th, 2016, they knew at that time it had happened. And it happened because when she was in Russia, she used an unsecure private phone. And something else that's key, she was emailing back and forth with Barack Obama, who told the world that he didn't find out about it until news reports. That was also a lie because he was emailing back and forth and using a pseudonym, using a made-up name. These are all things we've learned now.
And he used a personal computer. I mean, so they're all culpable. So here you have an extraordinary set of events that, by any stretch of the imagination, really should be recognized as treason. When you have top secret, go above top secret, items on your computer, that in itself is you're culpable of a crime. That's a felony offense. So whether, in fact, she was hacked or not, she had intent to use this in any nefarious way, is all unimportant. She had this on her personal computer. That in itself is a crime. It violates the protocols in the State Department.
Let me ask you this, Doctor. Dr. Herb London here with us from the London Center for Policy Research. When does intent matter? When does intent matter? Because, you know, because intent to commit a crime, I don't think that, I mean, if you go out and you run a stop sign and somebody gets, you know, injured or killed, you get charged with a crime, possibly manslaughter. Well, I didn't intend for that to happen, but
right.
It did.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what the intent is.
It's irrelevant. And it's one of the reasons why I think that the Comey testimony is so absurd. When he talked about Hillary Clinton, he made the point in the initial, the July comments, that in fact she did not have any intent to engage in activities that would have a negative effect on America. What difference does that make? It has no relevance at all. And as I indicated to you before, if you look at the protocols within the State Department, everyone knows if you got top secret material, you do not put it on your personal computer. And when you do, you are guilty of a crime. There are people who have prison time for this, by the way.
Hmm. Do you have more faith now in the system? Do you have more faith in Michael Horowitz going forward? I mean, he soft-pedaled some of the bias, it seems, because, I mean, Trey Gowdy laid it right out. You know, here's this. How is that not bias when it's pretty obvious that you had a preconceived notion of what the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation would be prior to doing the investigation? And then you launched the Trump investigation of Russia collusion, allegedly, knowing what your determination was going to be ahead of time. I mean, how could there be a bigger definition of bias? So looking at that and looking at what Horowitz says, because Horowitz was honest. He said, yeah, that's right. Looks like it looked terrible to us. Honestly, there it is. So therefore, do you think that you have more faith now going forward?
I am a bit suspicious. And I must tell you that I really do have great doubts about what will happen going forward, in large part because the tough-mindedness that I think is necessary here really doesn't exist. People don't want to put others in prison. They don't want a former Secretary of State to be seen as treasonous. So, again, it's always a question of the backdrop and the way in which American history unfolds. So a lot of it, I think, is very much related to the way in which Horowitz conduct himself, but not just Horowitz, the way in which the entire Senate committee will investigate this matter.
Well, there you go. Dr. Herb London, good conversation as always. Appreciate you being here, President of the London Center for Policy Research, and we'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much. All the best. Bye-bye.
There you have Dr. Herb London. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Some final thoughts right after this.